Jekka News, you need to know now.
A partly cloudy morning over Gauteng and the northwest. Also isolated showers and thundershowers that can be expected over parts of the northwest later today. It's a hot day ahead for the Lowveld and over parts of Limpopo. Pretoria and Joburg today up to 28 degrees. Mbombela, Emalahleni and Polokwane 27. And Rustenburg going up to 30.
Thank you very much for the message from MB, who says there are various traffic lights out on Steve Biko and Johan Haynes. That's due to a power outage in the area. There will be delays at various intersections.
Deputy Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development Andries Nel has called for a united approach to fight human trafficking and the exploitation of young women. This follows the circulation of social media videos through prominent South African influencers of controversial and possibly illegal job opportunities in Russia. The advert targeted young women between the ages of 18 and 22. And Rwanda and Mozambique have signed a peace and security agreement during a visit by the Southern African leader to Kigali as their forces battle a long-running insurgency in Mozambique's north. It comes as jihadist insurgent attacks in Mozambique have multiplied, causing mass displacements and disrupting attempts by foreign companies to extract fossil fuels in the gas-rich north. And with that, let's look at our business news. While the rand remains under pressure, while traders wait for today's release of the producer inflation numbers, data about money supply and private sector credit data, as well as the country's trade balance and budget balance, are also expected to be released tomorrow. These are regarded as further indicators about the health of the local economy. Meanwhile, Asian markets were mixed this morning after AI powerhouse Nvidia's quarterly earnings beat expectations, but its shares slipped over worries about the company's stalled business in China. The earnings report comes amid worries about an AI spending bubble that could burst. Looking at our financial indicators this morning, a dollar at 17 rand 68, a euro 20 rand 59, a pound up to 23 rand 89 cents, gold at $3,390.60 per fine ounce, and Brent crude at $67.53 per barrel. I'm Khadija D'Souza. I'll have more news for you at 7.
Well, there was a lot of anticipation ahead of the big Betway Premiership match of the week, and it proved to be a tense affair at the FNB Stadium. Kaizer Chiefs and Mamelodi Sundowns, though, cancelled each other out in a goalless draw last night. Both teams remained unbeaten in the league, while Amakhosi dropped points for the first time this season. Our own Rob Forbes was there as well, dressed in Chiefs colours and regalia, but even that wasn't enough to hand Amakhosi the win. Elsewhere, Golden Arrows scored an injury time winner to beat Makesi FC 2-1 at the King Zwelithini Stadium. Sekhukhune saw the perfect start to the league come to an end after they were held to a 1-0 draw by AmaZulu in Polokwane. Manchester United suffered a shock early EFL Cup exit on penalties to League 2 side Grimsby Town. That result will be remembered for years to come. United were beaten 12-11 on spot kicks, having clawed their way back from 2-0 down with 15 minutes to go, scraping a 2-all draw. And the Springboks 36-man squad and coaching team have arrived in Auckland, New Zealand. They touched down around midnight ahead of the two-test rugby championship tour, with coach Rassie Erasmus emphasising the importance of managing the players properly over the coming days. There's a 10-hour time zone difference, so they'll be wanting to get into this loop very, very quickly. The first test on tour is next Saturday at Eden Park. That's followed by the second in Wellington the following week. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays music you love.